them big old rebel worms.
Uh-huh.
Or big angle worms. Of course, you can use chicken livers.
Uh-huh.
Chicken ankles.
Did you ever go out and catch small fish?
Minnows?
Uh-huh.
Yes. You're fishing for bigger fish then, though. You have to get in a bigger stream where you got bigger fish.
Uh-huh.
See, out here on our place, why... We can get a lot of these mudcats by like this.
Boy!
And we could go down there. No, we went down fishing for it. In fact, but it's the last year or two I was on the farm, and kept a track down there. One or two of them holes. But the shop made me a trap. Well, I just shoot a rabbit and put in this trap, see?
Uh-huh.
Well, the first night, you'd like to catch a bunch of turtles. If they didn't tear your trap up, why, maybe the next night, you'd get some fish.
Did you ever get these little animals in the water that swim backwards? Have a muscular tail and claws?
I don't know what's eating there.
Kids fish form with bacon sometimes. They live in the mud. Crawdads or crawfish?
Well, there's crawdads. Yeah, there's crawdads. Lots of crawdads. They make darn good bait, too.
Yeah. Some people eat those right there.
Yeah. They get them big enough, yeah. Most of them around this part of the country was never big enough.
Uh-huh.
It'd only be about, the biggest one's about that long. It'll pinch your fingers too.
It sure will. I had a grasshopper bite me the other day.
Yeah, grasshopper makes an awful good bait, particularly for crop or some of those types. Perch or something, uh-huh. Something like that.
You mentioned a turtle. What do you call that animal with a hard shell that lives out in pastures?
Terrible.
Uh-huh. How about that insect that you find down around the water? The fowl that has two sets of wings?
Well, I didn't know much about it. There was all kinds of those types of things around the water. They're big by snakes.
Well, it looks about like this.
Yeah. Got a long, sort of a darning needle, we used to call it.
Yeah.
This is called the darning needle.
Well, they're sure quick, aren't they?
Yeah. Long, slender. Big wings that they're transparent, big transparent wings.
Uh-huh. With big eyes.
Yeah.
What did you call those bugs that would come out at night and fly around and flash a little light?
Lightning bugs?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They're pleasant to see, aren't they?
Used to be a lot of them, too.
How about that little bug that burrows into your skin and makes the red?
Oh, you mean chiggers, huh?
Yeah.
Live in the blackberry bushes.
Oh boy, I don't like those. I just learned that you can take out the itch if you mix some Clorox in the bath water.
Well, I tell you, mosquitoes and chiggers never would bother me much. The only time I would get really bothered with chiggers is if I had to eat a bunch of blackberries. You know, they seem like they thrive in the blackberry patch.
Oh, did anybody in this country try raspberries in the garden?
Oh yeah, there was raspberries, blackberries, strawberries, all kinds of things. She raised all kinds of berries like that. So.
And they grew, huh?
Oh yeah. People don't have those things anymore, but we used to have in our gardens, you know, they'd have rhubarb, high plant, blackberries, grapes, raspberries.
Yeah.
Strawberries, everything you can think of. Then.
You could pick them and eat them when they were ripe.
That's right.
Boy, this stuff now that you have to eat, you need.
Yeah. We always planted a garden. We had good bottom land, but we always planted a good big garden. And we planted it in the same distance apart as our, we planted corn.
Uh-huh.
Well, then we cultivated it with our cultivators.
Uh-huh.
You take, when the garden needs cultivating, well, we just bring the cultivator on up to the house and take off maybe 30 minutes early and leave the cultivating garden.
Save a day's work.
Well, it made it grow. You know, you take your potatoes and stuff like that, and we colorblind cabbage, beans, peas, and the whole bunch. We wasn't short on land. In other words, we had to leave room at the end for the horses to turn around so they wouldn't knock all the, you know, crumple it all down.
Yeah.
But we had, when the garden, when come harvest time, well, we had all kinds of garden. We had a lot of potatoes, cabbage, sweet corn, beans, and everything you could think of. And we got away from using that hoe. All we had to do with the hoe then was, you know, go along and just catch what was in the row.
Uh-huh. Boy, that old hoe work can get awfully miserable.
Yeah, but you couldn't raise corn and that type of stuff and keep your fields clean without you using that hoe work. So.
Uh-huh.
Now, you can have you set your machinery just as efficient as you can, but right in that row,